That's right. Welcome to Track by Track, a follow-up to Back to Back, where on this program, we go track by track into an album of our artist of the week. I'm your host, Ofnir Teng. This week, we are celebrating the 49th year anniversary of Let's Get It On, the 13th Funk Soul album by American singer Marvin Gaye. Following the breakthrough smash success of 1971's socially conscious album What's Going On, Motown Records decided to renegotiate a new contract with Marvin Gaye with a deal that was worth $1 million, which was obviously a lot of money back in the 70s. This contract provided him with more creative control over his recordings, a move that was unprecedented within Motown until Marvin Gaye came along. The deal also made him the highest earning black artist at that point of time. Marvin Gaye effectively won over executives with the surprise success of What's Going On, and instead of opposing his ideas like they used to in the past, they would now allow him to do whatever he wanted. But that freedom also contributed to him suffering from writer's block. In 1972, he would go into the studio with a group of experienced session musicians and recorded a bunch of songs which included The World Is Rated X, Where Are We Going, and the politically charged, socially conscious single You're The Man. However, Marvin Gaye's opposing political views with Motown head Berry Gordy would cause the song to be remain unreleased and eventually shelved. Things started coming together with the writing of the album's very first song and lead single, Let's Get It On, which was composed alongside his friend and former Motown label mate, Ed Townsend. The initial song started out as a religious ode to life and was about getting back on track after being inspired by Ed Townsend's battle with alcoholism. However, after hearing the initial draft, his friend protested and said that the song would be better suited to have romantic overtones instead. So the both of them rewrote the lyrics together to become what it is today. Let's kick off the show with the first track from that album, Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Since we got to be here, let's live. I love you. Thank you.
Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. It's also the title track of the album. If you've noticed, Motown seems to have the habit of latching onto one big seller single and using that lead single as the album name, a technique that seems to work quite effectively, I gotta say. Now, after being inspired with the completion of Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye decided to look into his archives and revive a couple of unfinished recordings that he did from a 1970s session in the studio. Ed Townsend continued to assist Marvin Gaye, and the duo would work on the first four songs that you hear on the record. Just like this next one, which also features more iconic wah-wah guitars played by funk brother Don Peake, who also played on early Jackson 5 records for Motown. Here's track 2 from Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye. Please stay, once you go away, only here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Millions stand.
Another one of four tracks that were co-written by Marvin Gaye and Ed Townsend. That was If I Should Die Tonight. As the story goes, Ed Townsend penned the lyrics of that track after an encounter with a woman that he admired from afar, but could not be together with her as they were both with someone else. And just like a dramatic scene in a movie, he was about to walk away from her one last time, but before he did, she asked him if he had anything left to say, to which he responded, "If I should die tonight before my time, I wouldn't die blue, cause I've known you." He later went home and kind of inspired himself and wrote down the rest of the lyrics for that song. He then decided to give the lyrics to Marvin Gaye, but he initially turned down the song as he was notorious for not wanting to sing songs where the lyrics are not personal to him, whether he wrote it or not. So he went on to explain to Townsend that he couldn't sing it because he has never felt that way about any woman in his life before. But during the recording sessions for Let's Get It On, he would meet his soon-to-be second wife, Janice Hunter. And after a date, Marvin Gaye returned to the studio and told Townsend that he was ready to sing that song now that he could relate to its lyrics. This week, we're celebrating the 49th year anniversary of Let's Get It On, the 13th Funk Soul album by American singer Marvin Gaye. More tracks from that album coming your way right after a short break, so stay tuned right here on Track by Track on BFM 89.9.
Good love and fun and plenty good fun.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye with Keep Getting On, a continuation to the title track of this album. It has the same instrumentation and musical bit as the original, but this one has a different message that's closer to the original demo form of Let's Get It On, where it took on a more socio-political angle. Keep Getting It On explores messages of spreading love and peace in the midst of a troubled and disillusioned 70s. This week, we're celebrating the 49th year anniversary of Let's Get It On by American singer Marvin Gaye. Almost all of the instrumentations on the record was done by the Funk Brothers, a loose collective of musicians that served as Motown's in-house band, which Marvin Gaye himself was a member of, very briefly as a keyboardist and drummer in the early 60s. Members of the band were almost unknown to the public as they did not receive any credit for their work at all until Marvin Gaye's 1971 album, What's Going On, where he credited the Funk Brothers for the very first time. Back then, hardworking musicians were exploited in a way and not given credit for their hard work. For Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye brought back the crew for initial sessions, which included legendary bassist James Jamerson, guitarist Robert White and Eddie Willis, and percussionist Eddie Bongo Brown. The album personnel would grow further as the album drew closer to completion with the addition of more session players and even orchestral arrangements. Let's head back into the music. Up next is track 5 from Let's Get It On. It was released as the second single following the success of Let's Get It On. This song was first written in 1970 while he was working on a demo for What's Going On, but was eventually shelved for 3 years before Marvin Gaye decided to revisit it. As opposed to the other sounds on the album, this tune has more of a 60s classic Motown beat, which received a strong positive response from Motown executives. In the mid-70s, on tour, Marvin Gaye would use this song as a warm-up before heading into crowd favourite Let's Get It On for live shows. Here's Marvin Gaye with Come Get To This.
Oh,
Distant Lover by Marvin Gaye. It's another song that was initially composed in 1970 while he was recording What's Going On, written alongside songwriter Sandra Green, and the first draft of this song was simply titled Hit Title. Marvin Gaye's sister-in-law also helped out with the lyrics and the reworked title of Distant Lover. This week we're celebrating the 49th year anniversary of Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. I've got two more tracks to play for you as we approach the tail end of the record. It's coming up right after this. Stay tuned, only here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Track by Track with me, Ofnir Ting. This week on the show, we've been going through Let's Get It On, the 13th studio album of soul singer Marvin Gaye, which also happened to be the most successful album for him during his time at Motown. Here's the second last track from that album. It's one that charted at number 50 on the Hot 100 chart and number 13 on the Soul Singles chart when it first dropped. Marvin Gaye with You Sure Love to Ball.
Oh baby, please turn yourself for love. Oh baby, so I can love you good. Oh baby, I'll make you feel so good. Oh sugar, just like you want me to. Oh baby, you sure love the ball. Oh baby, you sure love the ball. Oh honey, I hope you never freeze. I love you, I love you so much. Oh baby, baby, don't ever go away.
your love on. Pretty little sexy mama, use your love to own. Pretty little sexy baby, use your love to own. Pretty little sexy mama, use your love to own. Pretty little sexy baby, use your love to own. Pretty little sexy mama, use your love.
And final single from Let's Get It On. It was issued as a single 1 year after the album was released in 1974. That was You Sure Love to Ball by Marvin Gaye. This song focused on the romance side of things and was rather controversial, especially during the time it was released. Label heads were soon concerned and reportedly saw the song as a commercial risk despite being well received. Due to concerns around the controversies around the explicit nature of that song, the track faded out of the charts, but it's still unconfirmed if the executives at Motown had anything to do with that at all. Today on the program, we've been going track by track into the iconic 13th studio album of American soul singer Marvin Gaye called Let's Get It On. If you'd like to revisit all our previous shows, you can do so by heading over to our website www.bfm.my, search for Back to Back or Track by Track. You can also do so on our free BFM app, which is downloadable on Google Play or the App Store. I'm going to close off with one last track from that album. It's a tune that was originally recorded by a few different Motown groups like The Originals and The Monitors, and is a song about long-standing love. During that period of time, Marvin Gaye was in a volatile marriage to Anna Gordy, the sister of Berry Gordy, who ironically happened to be the co-writer for this next song. He decided to close off this album by re-recording and rewriting the arrangements and lyrics of that song to address the current state of his failed marriage to ex-wife Anna Gordy. So leaving you with track 8 from Let's Get It On. This one's called Just To Keep You Satisfied by Marvin Gaye. Hope you've really enjoyed this week's episode. Until next time, you've been locked into Track By Track with me, Avni Ting, right here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
For you to understand what this means, I shall explain. I stood all the jealousy, all the bitching too. Yes, I'd forget it all once in bed with you. Oh darling, how could we end up lying? Oh baby, let me reminisce. Oh, and when we, ooh, we'd stop the hands of time. You set my soul on fire. My one desire was to love you. Think of you with pride. Keep you satisfied, oh baby.
Much too late for you and I. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you to cry, baby. Oh, we tried. God knows we tried. Now it's too late. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you to cry. Oh, well, all we can do is we can both try to be happy.